Riley, as always, great chatting with you. I do want to go back to about a week and a half ago and the NCAA tournament. You guys get that big win over Babson in overtime. That was a fun game to watch. And then the next night, you hang tough with Swarthmore right until basically the final whistle, but fall by 8 points to see the season come to an end. Take me through the weekend and the highs and lows that you guys experienced of getting a quality win and hanging tough with a team that was a national title contender.
It was a great experience, to get to play in the NCAAs for the first time, and for that to come during your senior year makes it even more special. But I think that weekend told us what everyone in the locker room already knew, which is that we were, as good as anyone in the country. Babson was a very fun team to play against. They play up and down just like us. A lot of scoring, going back and forth the entire way. And then Swarthmore was a team that was in the championship the year before. They gave us fits, on both ends of the floor. They were tough, but, for us to hang tough in that environment where, everyone in there is room for Swarthmore, the place is packed. It's the number one overall team in the country, just shows what a season we had and, what a team we were and, how it all came together towards the end.
Before that loss, you guys had been on this great winning streak. And I remember before the NCAA tournament started, I chatted with Sebastian Alderetti, another one of your fellow seniors. And he mentioned that, there was discussion with the players and Coach Burton, especially, that, hey, sometimes the hottest team that goes into the NCAA tournament is a team that finds that success. And you guys, obviously, as you alluded to, put up a huge, huge fight against Swarthmore. Did you genuinely feel like you guys had a real legitimate shot against a team that won a national title a season ago and was right basically in the thick of it again this year?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that was, the mindset the second, we left the locker room after the Babson game. When you win that many games in a row, you start to get this mindset that every time you go out there, you're going to get it done. And we were afraid of nobody. We played multiple ranked teams in the previous week in Babson and RPI and Hobart's that caliber of team too, and beat those teams. So we knew we could play with anybody. We knew they'd be tough, especially on their home floor. But I'm not surprised in the least bit that we went out there and competed and hung tough with them.
Riley Thompson, our guest here on BTL Senior for the Ithaca College men's basketball team. The Bombers finishing the year 24 wins, 6 losses, reaching the NCAA tournament for the first time in quite some time as well. I do want to ask one more question about that Swarthmore game because it seemed like a little bit of the difference may have been points in the paint for them and points off of turnovers. What else do you feel like really contributed to them eventually just edging you guys out a little bit?
Definitely their front court is very tough. They have two seniors that have been, great players in their career there. And they give us trouble. We're an undersized team, guard oriented. That type of play, that type of front court approach always gives us some problems. But I thought we hung tough with them, definitely made it as difficult for them as we could. And then I think just, timely plays, when we cut it to three, they made the plays down the stretch and it was their home crowd and, their gym, they're probably a little bit more comfortable there in that situation. Those things can make the difference in a game like that, when the teams are pretty neck and neck for the most part.
You finish as the leading scorer in the Liberty League, averaging over 18 points per game. You end your IC career ranked 6th all-time in points and 4th all-time in three-pointers. Could you ever imagine that you'd be writing yourself into the IC record books, considering that they've had a lot of talented players come through the program over the last couple of decades?
When you get here as a freshman, you're trying to just, do whatever you can to make a difference and, stand out, and you're not really thinking about that type of stuff, and it kind of just happened over the course of 4 years. You work really hard, some things go your way, you have good coaches, good teammates, and some things, out of your control go in your favor, and next thing you know, you had a historical career, and it's never something that I imagined as a freshman, and for it to look back on it, it definitely is something that's pretty crazy.
I was going to say, have you had a chance to reflect on it now that the season's over with and you've got a little bit of free time based on what's been going on here in the world?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, you're very upset when it ends at that moment, but given some weeks to reflect, there's nothing I would change. To go from 9-16, when me and Sebastian were freshmen, to a team that you know, ties the school record for wins, goes 24-6, wins a game in the NCAA tournament, and then plays the number one overall seed on their home floor down to the wire. You know, I don't think that that's anything that anybody imagined us doing this year. And, you know, for us to do that and, you know, improve as we have over the last few years is something that I think, you know, can't be taken for granted.
For sure. Riley Thompson of the Ithaca College men's basketball team joining us here on BTL, first team all region from D3Hoops.com, Liberty League leading scorer as well. You mentioned the flip of script, if you will, when it comes to this program and winning. What changed?
I think, honestly, you know, we just got a bunch of guys in the locker room that really love the game and are very competitive, and they obviously want team success, but to have team success, you have to have guys as individuals that, you know, want to be the best out there. You know, having guys in the locker room like Sebastian and Skyler and, you know, all the other talented players we have in the locker room, you have to bring it every single day, you know, in the off season at lifts, in pickup, during practice, throughout the season. You got to bring it every day because, you know, you might be the best player one day, but that doesn't mean you're going to be the best player the next. And, you know, that's really how it was in, you know, our locker room this year. We had a bunch of really good players and, you know, loved playing with each other, and that allowed us to accomplish some special things.
And you have a lot of young, really talented players who are going to be sticking around with the program. Obviously, you and a couple of others do graduate, but as a senior and as a leader of this program, what are you most looking forward to with the younger guys who are still going to be sticking around?
Oh, yeah. You know, winning the chip this year was awesome, but, you know, I think that that just sets the standard moving forward. And the program's in such great shape overall right now that, you know, I don't think expectations change internally. You know, externally they might, and, you know, that's just how it works sometimes. But I think we all expect this team to be right back, you know, in the thick of things next year. And I'm very excited to see a player like Skyler who, you know, really arrived on the scene this year and showed who he is. You know, he's really going to, you know, get to take over and do his thing, and that's going to be fun to watch. And all these other younger guards like George and Zach are going to get to go out there and, you know, show how talented they are and show how they can contribute to the team. And with another year, another offseason, they're just going to get better. And they're very team-oriented guys. They're going to play very well together, just like we did this year, if not even better.
What would be your message to those guys who are still sticking around with the program?
Just enjoy every single day, but take no days off and take no day for granted. You know, every single year is the opportunity to achieve something, and each day is an opportunity to get better. And, you know, at this level, you got to work every day. And I hope that they're not satisfied with, you know, just winning one game in the NCAA tournament. I hope that, you know, once they got a taste this year, they want to get back and, you know, get even further in the years to come. And I know that the type of guys that we have, I know how they're thinking, and that's going to be their mindset. They're going to be ready to work.
Well, Riley, you've got Liberty League honors. You were just named to the first team All-Region squad by D3 Hoops. You were going to be playing at the NABC Reese's Division III All-Star game that, of course, has been scrapped due to coronavirus. How much were you looking forward to heading out to Fort Wayne here in a couple of days and hooping with some of the best players in the country?
Oh, you know, honestly, it would have been awesome. You know, great experience to play against the best. By the time I found out, even, I already knew that the game was scrapped.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess in that way it kind of helped me because I really would have gotten excited if I knew the game was going on when I found out. Would have been a great opportunity to play with the other best players in the country. Great honor for to represent the school as well.
Well, Riley, it's been a heck of a career. You deserve all of these accolades that are coming your way for such an illustrious career over there on the South Hill. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Thanks so much for all the time over the last 4 years, and really appreciate the time, Riley.
Thank you so much, Nick. It's always been a pleasure.